Once you find it, follow it. It's episode 328, Grow Great, the podcast. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Thanks for clicking play. Once you find it, follow it. The website is growgreat.com. No, it's not passion. No, it's not some willy-nilly dream. No, it's not some mythical North Star. It's who and what you are. It is the essence of you. Lately, one of the most common conversations I have is about, well, it's about what Donald O'Clifton, he's the father of the StrengthsFinder movement. He called it soaring with your strengths. Simply put, it's about leveraging what you're best at and not obsessing too much about what you're not very good at. In fact, it may be even something more dramatic than that. It may be just not even caring about what you're not very good at. In their 1992 book, Soar with Your Strengths, Donald O'Clifton and Paula Nelson, they begin that book with a parable, and the parable is entitled Let the Rabbits Run. And it's the story of a rabbit. He's attending a school where there's lots of classes in everything from running to climbing to swimming. And as you can imagine, the rabbit, he's not too good at swimming. And so he's instructed by the counselor that, you know, it would be best if he were to just ditch all of his running classes because, well, he's already really good at that. And now he just needs to take swimming lessons, swimming courses, because he's not very good at that. He vomits. He literally throws up at the thought of giving up running and having to all the time swim. Well, thankfully, the rabbit encountered the wise old owl after he saw the school's counselor. And the wise old owl told him, life does not have to be that way. He envisioned a place where squirrels climbed and jumped through the trees and where the fish did nothing but swim and where the rabbits just ran. They just ran. Well, the mere thought of this just made the rabbit happy, euphoric. And so it goes. So it goes when you find it, that thing that just comes easily and naturally to you, that thing that you excel at, that thing that defines who you are in your most natural, comfortable state. Get out of your comfort zone. Everybody preaches that. It is a moronic piece of advice, at least the way most people apply it. Should we push ourselves? Should we embrace those who will help push us? Yes, absolutely. But the question is, in what direction? The rabbit loved to run, and he was really good at it. His inability to swim as good as fish, well, that just wasn't that important. I mean, slight improvements in his swimming skills weren't going to make a lick of difference to his life or in what he would be able to contribute or achieve. Yes, he was uncomfortable swimming, and it was stupid for the school counselor to think that, well, he should devote more time to this weakness in hopes that he would grow better at it, more comfortable in the water. Get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, but push the rabbit to get out of his comfort zone in running, and that is an entirely different prospect. If the rabbit had a certain speed that was some, I don't know, mentally self-imposed limitation, don't you imagine that the rabbit would be ideally served with a running coach who pushed him and coached him in ways to run even faster? And don't you suppose that the rabbit would greatly enjoy being able to run faster? Of course, the rabbit would be energized at that kind of a challenge. Those are two drastically different comfort zones. One, counterproductive, damaging. The other, you know, very productive, energizing. The battle is wanting to be something you're not, or wishing that you were great at something that's beyond your greatness. It's about accepting who and what you are. Now, that doesn't mean that it's about complacency, because no matter your strong points, they can be improved. There is still the ideal self that you have not yet. You haven't reached it yet. You never will reach it. But you keep always working to improve. Like the rabbit. Well, the rabbit could work on getting faster and quicker, all the days of his life, always working to be the very best version of himself possible. And you and I can do the same thing. Too often we spend our time wishing we were different, when a better use of our time and our time as leaders who are trying to help other people excel, it would probably be better spent helping them lean more fully into who and what they are. I'm a college football fan. And every season, it seems like every season, some team that I'll be following, it's interesting to me how there'll be some kid who came out of high school where he played a certain position for years and years and years and ends up in a college program where the coaches spot something that's unique about him. And normally, this is a kid who's obviously a gifted athlete, can play Division I college football at some major program. These are the programs that I follow. And maybe played quarterback, maybe played some other position. Maybe he was a wide receiver all of his younger days. But now he's in a college, and maybe during year two of his college career, he's so athletic and he's got so much to contribute, but he just can't excel good enough at that position, and so he barely sees the field. But coaches see something, and so they ask him to move to cornerback or safety. So now he's on the other side of the ball. He's gone from playing offense, something that he had done always. Now he's playing defense. And it can be a remarkable difference. The kid, unable to start at a position that he had played for years, is now a stud because he's been moved to a different position that demands much of the same skill set that he's already learned, that he's already really good at naturally. It doesn't always work out, but man, it's remarkable how often it does. It's remarkable to me how often coaches, like the wise old owl, can spot the physical prowess of a player and the natural bent of a player and help them leverage that in ways that, well, they never would have otherwise. And they can go from not being able to start at one position, swimming, to being able to be a starter and a star at a different position, running. Don't you wish somebody would do that for you? Imagine if we each had people capable of doing that for us. People like the wise old owl, courageous enough to encourage us to be who and what we are, just better. People capable of recognizing that maybe we're misplaced, and yet people that are able to encourage us to find our place. I've sat across from numerous executives who declared that they wanted to be better leaders. And after a while, it just became abundantly clear that they really weren't that interested in leadership. They were far more interested in being the boss, which they were. They were interested in being a better boss. This is okay, people. This is great. They're just not the same. Sometimes as we would dig deeper into who and what they are, I can help them see that whatever vision they've got of being some good leader, which by the way is frequently a flawed vision anyway, that even if they did pursue this, they would be colossally miserable. I mean, many of these people are terrific operationally. They're very capable. They make great decisions. That soft kind of leadership stuff is just not who they are. They really don't want to do it, but they think they should want to do it. I just will tell them, listen, you need to consider just getting a really strong number two who has these things that you lack. Somebody who is more naturally bent toward leadership than authority. I've encountered people, I'll admit, it's selective, and it's a fewer number than the majority, who have been willing and able to make that shift mentally, and they find themselves supremely happier. They're just like that rabbit. Now they can just run. They don't have to worry ever about swimming again, because you know what? They hired a swimmer, and the swimmer loves to swim, and they don't ever have to touch the water again, and it's great. It's wonderful. What about you? Have you found it yet? Put in the work. Talk to people who really know you. Ask them for feedback. What do they see you being naturally great at? When they think of you, what do they think? And get in touch with yourself. you likely have a really good idea. Stop wishing to be somebody that you're not. Think about what gives you energy. Think about what robs you of energy. Like the rabbit who threw up at the thought of just having to swim, what makes you want to vomit? What makes you want to vomit? Stop listening to all the pundits who say, well, you just need to get out of your comfort zone to where, you know, that vomiting feeling just doesn't come around. No, just stop putting yourself in a position where you want to vomit. Lean away from the energy suckers in your life and lean toward the energy sources. Find it. Follow it. Well, there it is. We have wrapped up the first week of October, and I hope it was great. I hope you're making it great. Today's show was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. Are you a small to medium-sized business owner in the United States, and you're just sick and tired of going it alone? You want to know how to leverage the power of others? Well, there's an answer for that. My answer, it's just one answer, I think it's a great answer, is thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com is a small seven-member, small to medium-sized business owners who come together in an online video conferencing platform, so it's super convenient, and we help each other. We share insights. We share experiences. We encourage each other. We're all trying to be the wise old owl for each other. That's what it boils down to. Go to the website. Find all the details, thepeeradvantage.com. I want you to click that big orange apply now button. A few questions so that I've got some context about who you are and what you are. And we'll jump on the phone together and mutually we will decide together, do we want to push this to the next step? The website for the podcast is growgreat.com. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, I will talk to you next week.